how many times in life you just let things slide? You just let them roll off the shoulder. Maybe you're that person that rolls with the punches, right? You just roll with the punches. You getting punched, but you just rolling with the punches, right? You don't want no problems with nobody. You don't want no controversy. You don't want no drama. You an introvert, right? You an introvert. But you want an extroverted victory. I said you an introvert, but you want an extroverted victory. But you don't want to put in no extroverted effort, right? I used to be that person. I learned that in life, you got to actually put in some work. You got to put in some action. You got to make things happen. You actually got to water the plant. You actually got to change the soil. You actually got to take care of it so it can actually really grow. It was the fourth round. My son's fighting cancer. At this point, he's maybe 17 months at the time. Doctor walks in the room, checks him out, doing his daily checkup. My son has his Broviac in his chest, a needle that goes right into his heart, two tubes hanging out, one to pump the chemo through, the other one to pull the blood from. I said, Doc, my son got this weird cough. You think you could check him out and make sure he doesn't have pneumonia? Checked him out. He said he doesn't have the symptoms for pneumonia. I said, Doc, you think you just go ahead and give him an x-ray just so I got peace of mind for me and my wife? He said, no. He said he doesn't have the symptoms for pneumonia, so I'm not going to give him an x-ray. I said, Doc, we're breathing air that we cannot see. I would appreciate it if you give my son the x-ray. He said no and walked out the room. My son looked at me. I looked at him. That was that moment when the most influential person in my life told me, what you going to do? You just going to sit here and just let him ride out like that? Or are you actually going to take action and push forward? My son looked at me. I looked back at him. I turned and walked out. Went ahead and get that doctor. I said, Doc, excuse me. I said, I would appreciate it if you give my son the x-ray. See, you're not the one that's got to be here 24-7. You're not the one that's got to be here or whatever away from his other three kids while they sleeping at their grandma's house on an air mattress. Three kids on an air mattress. That's not you. You get to go home to your nice house. You work 9-to-5. I got to be here 24-7 caring for my son who's fighting for his life at 17 months old. I don't know about you, but I would appreciate it if you give me the x-ray, Doc. He said, you know what? You're right. I'm not in your position. I'm going to grant you the x-ray. Doc, I shouldn't have to go through all that, but I appreciate it. Had I not fought for that x-ray, my son's Broviac could have infected him even more because it was actually coming out of his chest and they ain't even know it. They ain't even know it. See, sometimes you got to fight for what you want. I said, if you want an extroverted victory, you got to put in an extroverted effort. See, when we change the mind, we change the game. I had to change my mentality. My son helped me change my mentality on how I attack things in life. Pushing me forward right now, even in 2020. Go for it. I don't care about no COVID-19. Go for it. I don't care about no coronavirus. Go for it. It ain't going to affect what we do. If you want an extroverted victory, you got to put in an extroverted effort. It's your boy, Kenny Clutch.